Praise God. Hallelujah to God.
Well, you know, the last service, so to speak, that I'll be here in this series of services, and I prayed and felt after the Lord, and I feel to go with this message here today, and praise God. I want God to have His way here. Praise God. Praise God. And praise God. We love and appreciate the Lord, and I'm thankful, amen, that He found me and brought me into the church. Hallelujah. This is the best thing that I know of. This is the only thing, amen, that have changed. Praise God. And praise God. Once again, we do count it an honor. Thank you, Brother Johnson. It has been such an honor. Praise God. Glory to God. We give God all the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's have church. Why don't you say we have church? Praise God. You know, I've been in Pentecost going on 21 years. It'll be 21 years next month. But I'm of the old school. I believe in the old past. And when I got in this, it was red hot and fiery, and prayer was going on, and it got a hold of me. And it still got a hold of me. I don't want to let go of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever I got to do, I'm keeping a hold of it. But praise God. And I know that sometimes our mind would have us to think that, amen, an evangelist bring revival. But, you know, we do our part, and we all work together. Praise God. Somebody say together. And so when I'm not here, praise God, and when your pastor gets up and preach, if you can't shout with him, so you got to shout with your pastor too, and preach with your pastor as well, and have revival when the evangelist is not here. Praise God. That's a sign of a good church. Hallelujah. That's a sign of a church that have revival, whether, amen, the evangelist is not here or not. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, praise God. Let's have church today, and let's see what God will do here today. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's clap our hands to Him again. God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's thank God for what we feel here today. Let's thank Him once again. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While you're standing, some of you are probably wondering what He got hanging down on that pulpit. Some of you can't see way in the back, but praise God. It was a landmark to me. It's been a landmark to this preacher. And it was in your state that I found this old bone. Not far from here, I found this old bones. I'm going to preach about the old bones today. 2 Kings chapter number 13. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. 2 Kings chapter number 13. I want to begin at verse number 20, 2 Kings chapter 13, verse number 20. Thank you, sound man. Help this preacher out in the day. Praise God. I don't believe I won't preach long here, and I don't think so, but that could change. And I want God to have His way. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse number 20. The Bible says, "And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the band of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming end of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spot a band of men, and they cast a man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet." Amen. He revived and stood up on his feet. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Something happened to this man. This man died. This man's dreams, amen, was shattered. This man stopped seeing. This man stopped walking. This man stopped breathing. Praise God. But something happened when he touched the bone of Elisha. Something happens when we touch the old bones, like it was in the book of Acts. Something happens when people, amen, get tired of being where they're at and they begin to touch the old bones, amen, of the early church. That's in the book of Acts. Something happens. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. I want to preach from this thought today, touching the old bones. Death, amen, death was started in Florida, and it came down to Lebanon. As the man of God decided, we're going to touch the old bones. And his son is following suit, that we're going to touch the old bones. If people are going to get what they need, if people's lives are going to be changed, we're going to touch the old bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Let's ask God to help us here today. God, I love you today. God, I thank you for your word. God, I ask that you would bind every hindering spirit, God. God, thank you for the liberty and the Holy Ghost. Lord, I know you're that spirit, and where your spirit is, there is liberty. Help me to preach, God, the preaching you would bid me to preach. Thank you, God, for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Jesus, in your name. Jesus, in your name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's keep filling after God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. What a service that God gave us on Friday night. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, hallelujah. I believe it's moments and services like that that we can look back and reminisce of days of revival that God brought to our lives. And hallelujah, I thank God that, amen, that we can remember what God has done for us. And I can remember the time when I came to God and I saw people praying and I saw men praying and it got a hold of me and I said, let me try it. Hallelujah. And it works. Praise God when you begin to pray. But I didn't just pray at church, but I began to touch some old bones in my apartment when I was single. I began to touch some old bones when I was sitting in my car on the military base and I had visitations of God. And when I begin to touch some old bones of prayer, hallelujah, I can remember, praise God, something began to happen. I remember I was in Sunday school, and I was single, and I sat down in a chair, and God spoke to me. He said, I need you to go down to the military base. And when I did, and I knocked the door of a soldier that was halfway in church and halfway in the world, and I began to witness to those soldiers. And out of those soldiers, one soldier came to church and came to revival. And I said, come on to church. Praise God. And all of a sudden, amen, I saw him at the altar repenting of his sin. He got baptized in water in Jesus' name. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And God called him to preach. He's still in the church today. Because I believe in touching some old bones. If it was good for the early church, it's good enough for us. Amen. If it happened in the book of Acts, it can happen to us. Glory to God. Amen. If it can happen to a young person, amen, it still can happen to a young person today. Glory to God. I believe that the hour that we're in, God's still looking for people that's going to touch some old bones. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's keep our mind on God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah to God. I remember my family and I was in Nashville, and we drove up to the parking lot.
And we said, what was that? What is this? And I stopped and I saw this old bone in the parking lot in Nashville. And I had to get a plastic bag because nobody wanted to touch it. Daddy didn't want to touch it. Mama didn't want to touch it. Our two girls did not want to touch it. It was an old bone that didn't look good. Hey man, I finally got a plastic bag and I got the old bone. And it's been traveling with me since then. Hey man, but this old bone that I'm preaching about, hey man, it still works. Revival is still alive in Lebanon. Hey man, touching the old bones of the old past, it still works. Amen. Believe in God for greater things, it still works. Praise God. Believe in God for somebody else to come to Him. Amen. It still works. God's got His church still in Lebanon. Amen. To see other people's lives change. Other people that are dead. People that are not alive. God's got His church in Lebanon. To see an old fashioned heaven sent revival break out. Praise God. Amen. And when I touch that old bone. Amen. In that parking lot in Nashville. There's been people that have been touching this old bone for a long time. See, we're not the first one. To repent of our sins, to be baptized in Jesus' name, to receive the Holy Ghost. But time would fail to go through the book of Acts. But we read in Acts chapter 28, amen, when the sun was setting in the last chapter of the book of Acts, Paul was still telling them to grow up, the small and the great. Amen. People were still being converted. But here in chapter number 29, it's in here in Lebanon. It's landmark Pentecostal church. There's an Acts chapter 29. That's you and I. And we're going to see God work a work. Praise God. Praise God. I believe that God is doing great things. The Bible says, glory to God, that God is doing great things. He is a great God. Praise God. Glory to God. Anybody's willing to touch some old bones? Anybody's willing to see what God will continue to do? Anybody willing to believe God for the impossible? Anybody willing to see God and wait on God to touch another life? Praise God. Praise God. Touching the old bones. Praise God. We know that Elisha was before Elisha. Amen. We read, I want to begin in 1 Kings. Elijah came on the scene. He came out of nowhere. I believe, Brother Johnson, there's going to be people coming out of nowhere that God's going to touch. I still believe God can put a touch upon somebody. I still believe God changes people's lives. We still believe that God can deliver from drugs. God can deliver from alcohol. God can deliver from insecurity and give you peace. I still believe God can work a work. Elijah came on the scene in 1 Kings. Amen. The Bible doesn't say he had a mom and dad. But the Bible says he was a man. Praise God. And the ministry that was upon him was going to be upon Elisha. Amen. We read in 1 Kings where the Bible says, amen, in chapter 17, Elijah came and God sent him to a brook called Cherith. And he sustained Elijah. If he sustained Elijah, he's sustaining the church. Praise God. He fed him with ravens. He fed him there at the brook. And then the brook dried up. And then God sent him to a widow woman's house and say, arise, go to Zarephath that belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. I'm commanding a widow woman to sustain thee. She had a handful of meal in a barrel. prodigal son was about to eat their last meal and die. Somebody, you may be at the last wick end, but you've come to the right place at the right time. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's pray. I hate that devil. He ain't getting the service. I feel the preacher. Somebody's going to touch some old bones. I hate the devil. I hate that spirit. Amen. But I thank God for His Word. I thank God for His anointing. And God, have your way today. I pray, God, that somebody's mind will be revived. God, I pray that somebody, amen, would get a hold of this. God, I pray that somebody would touch some old bones. Amen. Brother and Sister Johnson, Helen and Sister Johnson, where people are refusing to touch some old bones. They're trying to think that God is allowing them to go another way. They may be going down another way. Amen, but we're not going the other way. We're going to touch the old bones still. Where people are refusing to touch some old bones. Amen, they're not praying like they used to. They're trying to do a shortcut way to revival. But not a shortcut way to revival. It still takes old-fashioned praying. It still takes old-fashioned worship. It still takes believing in the book. It still takes somebody being man and woman enough to say, I'm going to have revival. Whether the evangelist is there or not, I'm going to touch some old bones. Glory to God. Glory to God. The ministry that was upon Elijah was upon Elisha. The ministry that's upon the bishop is upon you. And it's not just upon him, but it want to be upon you. It's got to be upon you. Amen. The messenger had died. But Elisha, he was riding through the land. God was working miracles through Elijah. Praise God. And time would tell. In chapter 18 of 1 Kings, Elijah meets the prophet of Baal on Mount Carmel. Hey, God is still the true God. God still wants to be seen in this earth. Praise God. We know the story. The fire fell and lifted up the sacrifice. Because God is still working the work. We read where Elijah in 1 Kings 19. Amen. Come on, let's lift our hands. Come on, let's keep our mind on God. Come on. Come on, all over the building. Come on. Come on, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. Oh, God. Come on, let's keep praying. I don't feel like we tapped in yet. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, our mind is scattered. Come on.
Praise God. Oh. Come on. Come on, let's keep reaching out to God. As I was praying earlier today, I'm telling you, don't let the devil have you to start just backing up. Amen, because we're not in a series of services. Hallelujah. Come on, we need to get past that in our mind. Get past that in your heart. God, I'm going to have revival every day. It's revival every day. It's reaching for somebody every day. I'm telling you, we're going to continue to touch the old bones. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to continue to push. I'm telling you, that's what it takes. Amen. Where churches are backing up and they're going charismatics because they don't want to push and touch the old bones. Amen. They want to do it easy way. But God's not stamping His approval on it. Amen. God's stamping His approval upon people that's going to touch the old bones. God's going to stamp His approval upon young men and young ladies that's going to touch the old bones. Hey, we don't care what the world is doing. People of the world, they've got a carnal mind. Hey, we're going to go after the Spirit. We're going to be led by the Spirit. Hey, our neighbors may not want it, but you got to want to keep it. Amen. Your neighbors may not. You're gonna reach them. You're gonna talk to them. Amen. But if they said, "I don't want it," don't get discouraged. You got to continue to touch them old bones. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a ministry. There's an apostolic ministry that God has got us in. And we're not looking to get away from it. Elijah had died. I'm skipping a few of this because I'm going to preach right here. Elijah had died. See, the ministry that was upon Elijah is upon the apostolic church today. We're not charismatics. We're not Muslims. We're not Baptists. We're not Lutherans. We're not, amen, whatever else. But we're God's people. We've been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Sister Kimberly, don't stop. Sister, don't stop. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Where's the other sister? Hey, those of you that pray through, don't stop. Because we've been touching them old bones for a long time. Elijah had died. Before he died in chapter number 2 of 2 Kings, Elijah was getting ready to go to heaven. And the Bible says he went from Gilgal. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 5, verse number 9, God said, "I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." Hey, when God rolls something away, honey, don't try to go back and get it. When God bring a revival to your life, don't try to go back and live the same way. Praise God. Amen. Because you touches of old bones, Brother Tyler, you touches of old bones. Amen, your brother, you touches of old bones. Praise God. Before Elijah was taken away, in 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible says he went from Gilgal to Bethel. Amen. Why did God take him to Bethel? Bethel is the house of God. Bethel is where they had church. Bethel is where they had revival. Bethel is where they had God move upon their life. Bethel is where they made memories in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody hear me? The Bible says he went to Bethel. God took him to Bethel. He said, "Elisha, you stay here." He said, "No, I'm not staying here." Come on, church. We're not staying. We're going to go up higher. Come here, Elisha. He said, "We're not staying. We're going. I'm going with you." I can see the elder. He says, "Son, you can stay where you're at if you want to. But God's taking me some places. Do you want to go where God wants you to go?" And Elijah said, "Hey, I'm going with you." He said, "Come on then. Look at Bethel.
Look how many lives God has filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at what God has done for somebody else. So Elisha, you see what God's doing? Hey, amen. God's going to do it for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. And then the Bible says, the next place they went was Jericho. Jericho is where the walls came down. Hey, you got to get these walls down so the Holy Ghost continue to move and ram our Pentecostal church. Say, come on, Elijah. Let's see. Let's go to Jericho. Let's see what God done with those walls. They went to Jericho. Begin to evaluate what God has done. Hey, can you see what God has done for you? Hey, there's no need to go back to the world and live the same way. There's no need, amen, to be an easy street. But it's time to have revival. And the Bible says they went to Jericho. Amen. Elijah said, hey, you can stay if you want to. He said, but I'm not staying. I'm going where you're going. I'm going where you're going, preacher. I'm going where you're going, pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, bro. I got to use him. He said, come on. I'm going where you're going. Come on, Landmark Pentecostal Church. There's more people in Lebanon for you to reach. When the man of God said, hey, it's revival time. Well, who do we got for a speaker? We got God for a speaker. God's given us revival. See, Elisha, he could have said, you know what, it's not worth going to Jericho. Amen, there's nothing there. Amen, there was memories at Jericho. That's the reason why. He said, I'm going where you're going, man of God. I'm going where you're going. Then they got finished being at Jericho. God took them back to Chile, Jordan. What does Jordan represent? Jordan represents crossing over. Jordan represents a miracle where God parted the waters. Come on, Landmark Pentecostal Church. God has parted the waters again. The water's been troubled. They got to Jordan. Woo. Amen. And God said, hey, I'm going to do something here. Amen. And Elijah said, Lord, amen. I'm getting ready to go. Elijah said, hey, man of God. They were telling him, hey, he's getting ready to go, man of God. Amen. The elder, he's getting ready to go. But Elijah said, hey, hush up, hush up. I still won't touch some old bones. I still believe in the old path. The Bible says, he was getting ready to go. Elijah was. And Elisha said, I know you get ready to go. Can I get a double portion? He said, yeah. That's a hard thing to ask me. But if you see me when I go, you're going to get it. That's the reason why we're not the church of the past. See, a lot of people read the book of Acts, but they don't believe it can happen for us. But we believe it can happen to us. We believe that the shadow of our pastor crossing over, somebody can be healed. And it happened to Peter with just his shadow. He may have been ignorant and unlearned, but he had been with Jesus. He had a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. When you see me when I go, man of God, amen, you shall get a double portion. And the mantle that fell on the ground. We're not letting the mantle stay on the ground, Bishop. Your son is going to continue to carry the legacy. Glory to God. And there are some men. There are some ladies. There are some young people. We will continue to carry the legacy that Bishop and Sister Johnson have bestowed upon this congregation. And that Bible says the mantle hit the ground. Elijah was taken away. You would have thought Bishop and Sister Johnson been here for a long time, that it's not going to continue. The message is still here. The message is still here. Because there's been a man of God that has reached down himself and picked up the mantle and said, come on, wait. I may have wept a little bit because there's been a change of guard, but I still believe it touches the old bones of yesterday. Hey, church, that's what we are. We are Pentecostals by experience, and we're apostolic by lifestyle and doctrine, because we believe it touches the old bones. When he picked up that mantle, something miraculous that took place. Hey, when we pick it up, the book of Acts, we don't just read it, but we live it. We preach it. We pray about it. We believe it. Hey, we're not just reading the book of Acts. We're living the epistles written and known of all men. When he picked up that mantle, he went to the chilly Jordan. He said, where is the God of Elijah? Amen, of Elijah, I mean. But can I tell the church, where is the God? Amen, where are the Elijahs of God? They're right here. They're right here. They're right here. They're right here. A double portion. A double portion. A double portion. It wasn't upon him. It had to come upon people. The touch had to come upon people. That's around the hallelujah to God. Bishop, you know. Amen. We can teach and preach, but if people don't catch it, it makes you upset. If people don't catch it, it makes the pastors upset. But I believe people are catching it. I believe there's some young people catching it. There's some couples catching it. A double portion. So Elijah, he done miracles. God sustained him with the widow woman. He ate from a brook that didn't run dry, or it ran dry. And he didn't get sick. He was fed by ravens. He raised up the widow's woman child by the power of God. Miracle after miracle. But Elisha, he asked for a double portion. Hallelujah to God. That means the miracles that Elijah did. Double. Hey, the bishop paved the way for the Holy Ghost. Sister Johnson praying with people. I watched her at camp. Amen. But I need to be a double portion. A double portion. Amen. To stay upon us. I'm not talking about one time when the evangelist is here. But it needs to stay on you. When you come to church next Sunday, it needs to be on you. When you have midweek service, it needs to be on you. Don't just come early because the evangelist is here. You need to come early on Wednesday. Come early on Sunday. Come on, let's lift our hands. Reach out to God. It was on him. It was on him. He had the mantle. He had it. He held on to it. Oh, I'll tell you, this man of God's holding on to the old past. Church, we're holding on to the old past. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways and ask for the old path. Stand ye and see and ask for the old path. He said, not only you got to stand, but you got to see. Not only that, you got to see, but you got to ask. Because it's a good way. In Jesus' name. Oh. I'm fighting all kinds of spirits. Only God knows the kind of spirits that Brother Shelton is dealing with. But the devil is a liar. Somebody going to touch some old bones. I'm coming, I'm telling all kind of opposition coming against Brother Shelton. But I'm telling you what, I've humbled myself to God. I've submitted myself to God. I'm an old passionate preacher. I'm telling you this generation that we're living in. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, we're living in a world that's assuming all kind of stuff except for the move of God. But I'm reaching. I wanted somebody to touch some old bones again. I'm willing somebody to, amen, to get a hold of God again. Hallelujah. But there Elijah was. Elijah had left. And Elijah, he didn't sit by the wayside saying, what am I going to do next? He knew what to do. He went to the chilly Jordan. The word of the God of Elijah. And it split hither and thither. And he began to march through the land. The hand of God was upon Elijah. He did miracle after miracle. And the power of God was being demonstrated. And the devil was shaking in his boots. Because there's a church in Lebanon that's going to have continual revival. We're going to see somebody else like Brother Williams breakthrough. We're going to see somebody else like a brother and sister, Gooden breakthrough. We're going to see somebody else, praise God, like Brother and Sister Birmingham breakthrough. Praise God. We're going to see somebody else like Brother Slaughter breakthrough. We're going to see somebody like Sister Kimberly breakthrough. Sister, you keep touching them old bones, and God's going to take you somewhere. Can I tell this apostolic church, there's going to be a continual brother and sister man that's going to hold on and continue to see Holy Ghost outpouring. Hey, we're not satisfied with God's done in the last 3 or 4 weeks, in the last 20 or 30 years. But we're going to continue to touch some old bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Amen. You may be afraid to touch some old bones, but somebody needs to get a hold of the old bones again. I imagine when I first looked at the bone, Brother Johnson, it didn't look pretty. I'll tell you, there's a cost for revival. Sometimes it don't look pretty. There's a lot of shedding of blood. There's a lot of shedding of tears. There's a lot of sleepless nights. There's time where you gotta come to the church house and pray again. On off nights of the church. You gotta come early in the morning sometimes. So what are you doing? I'm touching some old bones. I'm not satisfied with the ministry of Bishop and Sister Johnson. Glory to God. Oh, I can imagine this may be a horse bone, jaw or something. Anybody know? Don't look pretty, does it? I taped it up real good, except don't touch it. You know what people are doing? They're trying to touch the outside of the church, of the things of God. They don't want to touch it all. You're going to have continued revival. You're going to touch it all. I thought about it yesterday. I said, God, let me run into Rodney again. I ran into Rodney at the trailer park again. And I knew the devil was fighting. I said, can you come tomorrow? He said, oh, no, somebody got to pick me up. I knew the devil was fighting. I saw him again this morning, and I knew he had his head down. Nobody picked him up yet. You know why? The devil's fight. The devil's fight. But I'd like to see Rodney come and touch some old bones. I don't know what trailer, I don't know what trailer number he's in. But Richard's still in 71. He couldn't come this morning. He said, he called me. He said, I'm not feeling well. He said, I think I'm going to stay at home and watch Jimmy Swagger. And I know the devil's fight. I know the devil's fight. I've been in this too long. And no, does not know. When people want to touch some old bone, they will touch it. You'll never be the same. When you touch the old bones, you're not going to be satisfied with what took place last week. So I do recognize, I do realize that when you begin to touch the old bones, the devil will fight you. Is it easy to touch the old bones? No, you got to die. Then Elisha died, but his ministry didn't. The Bible says the Moabites, they invaded the land. The Bible says when Elijah died, they buried him, and the band of Moabites invaded the land. They invaded the land when the minister died. But the devil literally know that the ministry is still alive. The early church may be dead, but the ministry is upon this church. That's the reason why we know the book of Acts is still alive. It's because there's people here that believe in old-fashioned praying, old-fashioned worship, old-fashioned singing, old-fashioned shouting, old-fashioned preaching. And the Bible says, and it came to pass while they were burying a man that had died, a man that stopped breathing, a man that stopped seeing, a man that stopped walking. The Bible says they buried this man and they let him down and he touched the bones of Elisha. He touched the bones of the church. When we touch the bones of the book of Acts church, something still happens. Something still happens. When he touched the bones of Elisha, he came back to life. He began to breathe again. He began to walk again. He began to see again. No doubt, Elder and Sister Johnson, when you looked at those pictures, you began to see people that maybe, I don't know your situation. This man of God don't talk to me about it. Amen. But what I do know, when I came, I told Sister Shelton, I feel like this revival with this church, I felt different about it. I go to different places. Amen. But there was something special about this revival. You know what it's been? An outpouring of our hearts to God. Because we're dying out to self. We're dying out to our will. And say, God, revive us. God, we want a revival. No doubt when they saw those pictures and tears came down their cheeks, it's because they know that God is reviving. Not Brother Shelton, but people are touching the old bones. People are touching what the elder and Sister Johnson touched. They've been in this a long time. You've heard about the Azusa Street revival. You've heard about the revelation of the oneness of God that came from that. And it went on for three and a half years, however long it was. Amen. And we've heard about the Topeka, Kansas revival. You know what people were doing, Brother and Sister Johnson? Elder and Sister Johnson. People begin to touch the bones of the early church. They begin to walk. They begin to talk the way God wants them to. They begin to live the way God wants them to. they begin to have a continual revival. I believe the greatest revival is yet before us. We can reminisce about the book of Acts, but we got the book of Acts living inside of us. And now what we got to do is get it out. Get it out to somebody else in Lebanon. Tyler, Brother Tyler, to somebody you know that somebody else don't know. And you're going to tell them what God done for you. And you're not going to be satisfied with what took place last week. Mama, amen, Mama, don't be satisfied with what God's doing for you. He's not finished. Hallelujah to God. I believe we're going to continue to touch the old bones until Jesus comes. If what took place to this man that was dead, that had died, and when he touched the bones of Elijah, the Bible says he revived. He came back up. He started breathing again. He started dreaming again. Oh, I've seen revival happen in the home church. We didn't have a guest speaker. It just started happening. It just started happening. People started telling somebody. And then people started coming. People started being drawn in by God. I'll tell you, it still works today. I know it's 2014. I know technology is running rampant. But God have not changed. He's still looking for somebody that's going to touch some old bones. He's still looking for somebody to say, you know what? Amen. We have heard with our ears, oh God. And our fathers have told us what work you did in their days, in the times of old. But God, do it for us here in Lebanon. Do it for us here in Landmark Pentecostal Church. Imagine. Dog's hair is all over me. I wipe myself, his hair getting in my mouth. But I can imagine. Can I use your son? It's okay, buddy. I can imagine. I can imagine. They let him down. And the man touched him. All of a sudden, he got up. The Bible said he was revived. And he stood on his feet. If he stood on his feet, he began to walk again. If he was revived, that means he came back to life again. That means he's got his joy back. That means he's got his victory back. That means his eyes open and say, you know what? Now I can see again. All of a sudden he raised his hand up, maybe. I can worship again. When he touched those bones, can you touch the bones, buddy? When he touched it, something did happen. I believe, Brother Johnson, as you touch these bones, somebody else is going to touch these bones. When he touched those bones, revival happened. He started moving again. Woo! He started moving again. I believe what we're still trying to, our job duty is still to get in this generation what the elders had. Bishop and Sister Johnson, y'all been in this a long time. You've seen people. At first they were touching them old bones. They were hungry to touch them old bones. But somewhere, the economy threw them off. And I can't take it anymore. I've seen a lot of people come to God and get saved. But what a day we're living in where people stop touching the old bones. They're walking away from them. But all we need to do again is touch them all. All we need to do is go back to that old landmark. All we need to do is remember where you're falling. All we need to do is fall in love with Him again. Let's lift the hands. Let's lift the hands. Lift the voice. All we've got to do is not be satisfied what took place in the last 3 weeks. I say, God, give it to us again. When my pastor get up there, God, when we come to church on Wednesday, God, I want revival again. You know how it stays? You know how it keeps going? Is keep touching the old bones. And watch God bring another revival. Watch God bring another visitation. And not be satisfied with yesterday's revival. I'm telling you, when this man touched the bones of Elisha, he rose up and he stood on his feet. He got his strength back. Hallelujah. He got his joy back. He got his... Come on, hallelujah to God. It's still happening in his end time hour. There's young people. There's young couples. There's middle-aged couples. There's elders. Say, God, I want to touch the old bones. Paul says, stir up that gift of God that's in you. In other words, Paul was saying, touch the old bones. Touch the old bones. Glory to God. Jesus said, I'm standing at the door knocking. I want to come in. Amen. I want you to touch the old bones. Come on. Oh. Come on. Come on. This is the best thing going in Lebanon. Hallelujah to God. Come on, young people. Come on, moms and dads. Come on, we got to continue to this until Jesus comes. I heard this phrase by one preacher. You need to, hallelujah, amen, obtain what you retain. You got to continue what you got from God. How do you do it? By continuing to touch some old bones. How do you maintain, preacher? How do we maintain? I know we can get weak. The outward man can perish. Amen. But the Bible says, Joshua said, hey, I'm old now, but give me my mountain. Give me my mountain. What he was recognizing is, I got to continue to touch some old bones. Come on, I read some old timers' books. I read a lot of them in 20 years. And I'm telling you what, it's in my spirit. It's in my heart. It's in this elder's heart. It's in his wife's heart. It's in their kid's heart. It's in this man of God's heart. It's in his wife's heart. Amen. That this generation that before us. Amen. There's hope. And the hope is touching some old bones like we have. Amen. We got to continue to touch some old bones. We cannot be satisfied. Amen. We can reminisce about what took place in Azusa Street. What took place in Topeka, Kansas. What took place in early days. But God, I want to touch some old bones again. Oh, God. Come on, there's something about it. Come on, young people. Come on. You may be peer pressured in school this coming school year, but you still can touch some old bones and look those kids in the eye. Look your classmates in the eye and say, you know what? You can get what I got. Hallelujah to God. Come on to Landmark Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. How are we going to retain what we obtain? How are we going going to retain what we obtained. You touch some old bones. I believe where people get in trouble, Elder and Sister Johnson, they thought, stop touching them old bones. All of a sudden you see them here next this week, and you won't see them next week. I don't want that to happen to none of us. I don't want to call your pastor and say, how is so-and-so doing? How is she? They stop coming. They stop touching some old bones. But no, let's touch some old bones again today. When you touch it, something will happen. When you pray, something does give. When you die, something does happen. When you break, something deals, does happen. When you begin to pray, the heaven does open and the devil does tremble. Oh. Come on. Reach out to God. Elijah died. Elisha died. But somebody touched his bones. The early church is in the grave. But there's men and women, boys and girls here in Landmark that desires to touch the little ones. That desires to see a move of God like never before. That desires to see somebody else touch the little ones. Come on, let's lift our hands to God. It's more than a shout. It's more than a run to the house. If somebody touches the old bones and have a walk with God. Oh. Come on, you gotta wanna be here. You gotta wanna continue to trust the old bones. Time had passed. Elijah had died. But Elisha said, you know what? Where's the God of Elijah? In other words, he said, God, I need you again. He's here. He's here at Landmark Pentecostal Church. The God of Elijah is right here. Oh, God. Woo. Oh. Come on, let's reach out to him. Come on, let's reach out to him. The revival continued even after the death of Elijah. The revival continued even after the death of Elisha. Praise God. Woo! That's it. Come on. Hallelujah. Now let's reach out. Keep reaching out to God. Come on. Come on. We got to maintain what we obtained by touching some old bones. Come on. Let's keep reaching out to God. Come on, that's it. Oh, come on. How are we going to retain this? How are we going to retain the spirit of revival that we read about in the book of Acts? It's by doing it ourselves. It's by reaching out to God. How are you going to retain what you obtained? Oh. Come on. That's it. Come on. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. How are you going to retain what you obtained in God? It touches some old bones. How those that are going to come to your church, come to this church right here, going to get a hold of God like we got a hold of. I'll tell you, Elisha got a hold of the same God of Elijah. He wasn't satisfied with the mantles just coming to the ground. This man of God and his wife is not satisfied of what God done through the ministry of Elijah. Amen. Of the bishop. They're not satisfied. I'm telling you, hallelujah to God. Come on, let's keep reaching out to God. There's people that are coming. There's people that's going to be affected. Amen. Because we're not stopping. We're not stopping. Elijah didn't stop, but he kept touching the bones. Come on, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, Elisha, he had to fight. He had to fight every tooth and toenail for a move of God. He said, hey, it's not going to come easy. I'm going to see what God will do. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to pray when somebody else want to pray. I'm going to reach out to God because I need to see what God will do in my time. Come on, that's it, young people. Come on, that's it, couples. Come on, we're hungry for this. Come on, young men. Come on, young ladies. Come on. Woo! Come on. Come on, it's not just for the book of Acts.